KD, listening again.
KC4SKD and 4ZLK mobile.
Okay, KC4SKD, doing all right this afternoon?
I'm headed in the right direction, which is home, finally. So, and it's going to be a long weekend again for me. I'm off on Mondays, so yeah, I'm doing pretty good right now.
A long weekend. Next Friday I'm taking off, and the Monday after that. So I got 4 days coming up. My boss has told me I really need to start taking some time. So anyway, yeah, I'm headed back home. I had to go help my dad over to the shop for a few minutes.
How does he have?
Well, really, it's just a place he rents out and some storage containers. So I went and helped him move something. He didn't want to try moving or couldn't move by himself.
Smart of him to call you and ask for help. You got to be careful, I guess. At some point, you got to start recognizing what, it's a good thing to get help sometimes.
Yeah, true. It really is. I got to get some help from him tomorrow. We bought a freezer, and they tell me it's going to be in, so I got to go borrow his truck. My truck will go carry it, but I've got the camper cover on top, and I don't want to lay it. It's a freezer. I don't want to lay it down.
Something about that, I don't know what, but I'm sure there's people on here that could tell why that you don't lay those things down like that, but I've heard you're not supposed to, but I don't know why.
We got that to do tomorrow, and something that we'll need to do too, the guy that bought our house when we grew up as kids called me a few weeks ago and wanted to know if we'd like to come see the house after all these years. So naturally I said yes, but I got to look up his phone number. He's been traveling, and he's finally back in town, so I got to give him a call and see if we can get that arranged.
Own the house. How long have you been out of it?
We moved in when I was about 4 years old, which was 1966, I think, or might have been 67, and then we moved out in 93.
Long time in that house.
Yep. So I'd like to get that arranged to, take Dad over there and my wife and show her what the place is like. They've done some work to it since, but it'd be kind of interesting going back to the old home place.
Two or three places that I lived in growing up, my parents would rent a place, and one of them we lived in for the first 9 years of my life, and I drive right near it every day going home. I've gone by it a couple times, and it's a whole lot smaller than I remember.
That's interesting. Well, have you got any plans for the weekend?
Watching the grandbaby tomorrow for a little while, and I need to do some maintenance on the vehicles. Got to get new tires on Monday. And let's see, what else? Other than that, do a little yard work if the weather's good. But try to relax a little bit.
Well, I hope you enjoy the grandbaby. My wife and I don't have any children, but there's some that live next door that we, go see them once in a while. One is about five, and the other one turns two here in a few days.
I'm sure you enjoy them, too. And the nice thing about grandbabies is you get to send them back. But you can wear them out. Now, we don't sugar them up. My wife doesn't do that, but we do... we do like to watch her, but we like it when she goes home, too.
But the little boy next door, for his birthday, I gave him a set of walkie-talkies. Boy, I tell you what, he just fell in love with that immediately.
Radio operator coming along.
The building, and I was out walking the other day and had my handy-talkie strapped on my belt. And he says, "Ooh, walkie-talkie, walkie-talkie." I said, "Well, this is a little bit more than that."
Well, start them early. That's the best way. I'm trying to work on my granddaughters. I didn't do much with I had this little radio in my vehicle going back and forth to work, but didn't have anything in the house when my kids were growing up. They knew I had it, but they didn't really see me use it much. So about the time I really got interested in it again and started trying to get more involved, they weren't really interested. And cell phones would come along, and they're like, you know, we can get on the computer or the cell phone and communicate that way. So I think I lost my chance with my kids.
The house had a couple of antennas, and he had one in each vehicle, so that's how I got introduced to the radio, was by that.
Bought a brand new Buick station wagon. I think it was the only new car they ever bought that I know of, and this was back in 1977, I think. I think it was a 78 model, but they got it in the fall of 77, and it had a built-in CB. The AM/FM radio had a built-in CB. You just flip a switch, had the microphone and the antenna for the radio. Also, you could had a little coil on it so you could transmit. And that's kind of what got me interested in radio. Anyway, I didn't get into ham radio until a lot later.
Got into it as well in the mid-70s when the big craziness hit with it. Had one at the house and one in the car. Anyway, I'm approaching the driveway here, so I go ahead and sign with you and hope you have a good rest of your day.
Talk to you. Have a great weekend, you and your wife, and enjoy the time with your dad. And we'll talk to you later. N4ZLK, 73.
ZLK, KC4SKD, I'm clear.